Hermit. In ancient Greece, a man could withdraw into the desert to praise his God in solitude. He'd live out his days by himself in a cave of sand. Eremos, Greek for desert. You could look it up. Hermit crabs live mostly alone in their self-chosen hermitages. They learn young to muscle their soft, asymmetrical bodies into abandoned mollusk shells. Without shells, those inadequate bodies wouldn't have survived the centuries, so they tuck their abdomens and weak back legs inside the burden they'll carry on their backs. It was Aristotle who first observed they could move from one shell to another. But sometimes a hermit crab is social. Sometimes a sandworm, a ragworm, will live with it inside a snail shell. And sometimes, when the crab outgrows its shell, it will remove its odd companion and bring it along to a new, larger shell. The Greeks who taught the Western world what could be achieved by living together were also the first in that world to work out a philosophical justification for living alone. If the home it chooses isn't vacant, it will use its large pincer claw to extract the old inhabitant, usually a dead or dying or less aggressive hermit crab. Then it drags its spiral shell, its adopted history, sideways, scrabbling across the wet sand. That's where you see them when the tide is out on the flats. At high tide, the weight of the shell is lessened by the upward pressure of water, so he can forage for plankton, algae, sea morsels on the ocean floor. Actually, he neither chooses nor inherits the mollusk shell. He has no choice but to live in it, to lug it with him everywhere until it's his time to move again. No shell he inhabits will be his home forever. Restless, driven, Darwinian, where he lives today might not please or fit him tomorrow. I could tell you more. The flats are seething with unlikely creatures and remnants of life where life's been unfastened. According to Tarot, the hermit has internalized life's lesson to the point where he is the lesson. And you, Gail, though you seem almost frozen, are you sure you won't abandon the crowded, calcified armor of your story, of what was given, what freely chosen?